In 1956, playwright Lillian Hellman conceived an idea to use Candide, Voltaire's 200-year-old satirical attack on prevailing religion-based optimism, as the basis for a stage play. It was Leonard Bernstein who convinced Hellman to structure it as an operetta. They collaborated, but the result was a mismatch. Bernstein's music was lauded, but Hellman's story and lyrics were considered confusing and clumsy. The show lasted 73 performances. In the program notes of the current production of Candide at Glimmerglass Music Festival, Bernstein's daughter Jamie writes, "Both my father and Lillian Hellman were drawn to the satire of Voltaire, but my father was also drawn to the characters of Candide and Cunegonde. This was an operetta musical comedy, after all, which demands an element of romance, and he couldn't help but give them heart through his music. My father had to believe that the characters were redeemable." It wasn't until 1974, almost two decades after he and Hellman tackled the project, that Bernstein worked with Hugh Wheeler for the book and Richard Wilbur for the lyrics. Further changes were made for the Royal National Theatre by John Card in 1999, resulting in the production now on stage at Glimmerglass. The saga is summed up in the phrase and song, "Best of all possible worlds." The story's narrator, a Professor Pangloss, exhorts his followers that there is a better world, that one must search for it, and that all events in one's life occur for good reason. The title character, Candide, a bastard child rejected by society, is a disciple of Dr. Pangloss. Candide is in love with Cunegonde, and she with him. Cunegonde's prominent family refuses to accept Candide as a son-in-law. When his beloved is kidnapped, Candide vows to travel the world over to find and rescue her, and travel he must, through Europe, South America, and points in between. This Glimmerglass production was conceived and directed by the company's artistic director, Francesca Zambello. The music is under the baton of music director Joseph Collinari, who for over two decades was principal conductor for the New York City Opera and later conducted at the Met. This is a fully, brilliantly staged production, with soloists and ensemble numbering almost 30. Within the Glimmerglass cast, there are many noteworthy gems. Catherine Lewick as Cunegonde is a true coloratura, so easily seeming to conquer the diabolically difficult aria, glitter and be gay. Candide is played with vigor and style by a youthful Andrew Stenson. As the old woman who aids the couple in their travels, Marietta Simpson, in her signature number, brilliant, lets it be known, "I am easily assimilated." Conductor Collinari notes, "The musical numbers performed by the ensemble capture the spirit and music that radiates their enjoyment of performing before an audience." And for the Glimmerglass audience, the uplifting, magnificent finale, "Make Our Garden Grow," captures the essence of what Leonard Bernstein had in mind. It leads the show to culminate in a poignant yet joyous experience for all. What a splendid triumph. Candide plays in repertory on selected dates now through Thursday, August 21st at Glimmerglass Music Festival, Cooperstown, New York. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.